The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Micah Jackson knows how upset I used to get when any student would ever mention Luke the physician, or even try to preach on him. Because as a New Testament scholar, I knew that the connection between the author of the gospel and Luke the physician, mentioned in Colossians 4 and mentioned in 2 Timothy, was made after the gospel was written and therefore of no biographical relevance. And even worse, the fact of Luke being a physician just distracted students from all the things they should observe and understand and notice about the skill of Luke the evangelist. But since those days, I seem to have mellowed, or at least lost my edge or something, because even now I find myself letting my imagination play over Luke the physician. If he were a physician, he was a very literary one. Maybe he was bivocational. If he were a physician, he would, I imagine, be like the doctor who used to visit me as a child, come to my house, put his cool hand on my forehead, who would take his fingers and rap on my chest and listen. Do you remember that? Do doctors even do that anymore? He would have been the kind of physician who would help my friend realize that one more chemotherapy treatment was not going to help her do the deep work that was necessary for true healing. Luke, the evangelist. For physician or not, it is Luke, the evangelist, that was the consummate storyteller and interpreter of Jesus. It is Luke, the evangelist, who knew the scriptures through and through. He probably had books piled in his carrel like you wouldn't believe, or scrolls piled up on his desk. Or even more likely, he had lots of music in his head, lots of scriptural songs he knew by heart. And this Luke was a poet, or a painter, or a cinematographer, or a director. He was a dramatist, and I am so grateful for Luke the evangelist. And I want to think about one aspect of Luke's portrayal of Jesus that he dramatizes so beautifully, beginning with this story in Luke 4. Filled with the power of the Spirit, Jesus goes through Galilee, and everyone is amazed, and he comes into the synagogue in Nazareth, as was his custom. He's the lay reader. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah is given to him. And he has not been informed of the lectionary reading for the day. But he finds what he seeks, and he picks it up, and he reads the scroll. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He is more than your ordinary lay reader, because he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In Luke's story, the me of Isaiah becomes the me of Jesus. The prophet's writing on the page or on the scroll comes into flesh when the reader, Jesus, speaks. A second occasion, this time in the context of crushing loss and grief, on the road to Emmaus before supper. "Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." More than your average Bible professor. "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight." Again, right after, in Jerusalem, he appeared again. This time he ate first, and then he taught. "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Jesus is the teacher who fulfills the promises of God. Jesus is the teacher who is the fulfillment of the prophecies and the promises to preach, to release, to give sight, and to set free. On this feast of St. Luke, physician and evangelist, Luke inspires us and compels us to be a community of healing, real healing, of wounds that are hidden and deep. St. Luke compels us to be a community with scriptures piled high on our desks, living in our hearts like songs we can never forget. And St. Luke convicts us to be a community where, no matter how tempting it is to forget or give up or lose hope, to commit to participate in God's mission of good news to the poor, forgiving sin, and setting the enslaved free. Thanks be to God for Luke, physician and evangelist.